Earlier this week, the U.S. Postal Service announced that it would delay implementation of a plan to halt Saturday mail service sought by Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe. The announcement came after the Board of Governors met to discuss a piece of legislation included in the continuing resolution passed by Congress last month that requires six-day mail delivery. A statement from the Postal Service reads, "The board believes that Congress has left it with no choice but to delay this implementation at this time." It also says the board will still support the new schedule in order to save $2 billion annually. Democratic U.S. Congressman Richard Neal of the 1st Massachusetts District discourages the switch to a five-day delivery schedule. He said that he hopes the decision by the Board of Governors will allow more time for lawmakers to negotiate with the Postal Service.
The result here is that we can have a conversation as to what six-day delivery means, and before any measure of this magnitude is adopted, that there's a broad-ranging discussion as to its consequence.
Michael Harasmus, president of the Mail Carriers Union Local 46 in Western Massachusetts, said that Saturday delivery gives the Postal Service an advantage over private carriers. He said that eliminating one-sixth of the delivery schedule would be a death knell for the agency.
Eliminating Saturday delivery is going to chase more mail out of the system, and it's going to accelerate the decline and actually probably put the Postal Service into a death spiral.
Harasmus explained that there is a misconception that the Postal Service is wasting taxpayer dollars.
The Postal Service does not get any taxpayer dollars, and eliminating Saturday delivery is not going to save a taxpayer dime. The Postal Service hasn't received taxpayer funding in 30 years.
Harasmus said that much of the financial pressure being placed on the Postal Service comes from a congressional mandate in 2006 that requires future funding of retiree health care benefits. According to reports, the Postal Service is facing a $20 billion gap in funding. Last month, Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Stephen Lynch, who is running in the U.S. Senate primary, introduced a bill that would refund the Postal Service of funds overpaid to the Federal Employees Retirement System in order to stabilize the agency.
We've got to re-engineer the Postal Service to maintain what we have now, which is a system of universal service to every home and business 6 days a week. We can do that.
Representative Neal also supports a move addressing the Postal Service's retiree payouts.
If calculated the way the rest of the federal employee benefits are calculated, it would take a lot of pressure off of the Postal Service.
In a statement, Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney of New York's 18th District said he was pleased that Congress passed legislation to ensure USPS does not implement the poor decision to eliminate Saturday delivery for Hudson Valley seniors, veterans, and businesses who rely on this essential service. However, the five-day delivery schedule is not only favored by the Postmaster General, but is also included in President Obama's recently released federal budget proposal. Michael Harasmus of the Mail Carriers Union said he'd like to see a different approach.
Some people argue that you should be going 7 days in today's world, in today's economy.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.